A word for you from Nahum chapter 1 verse 13. And now I will break his yoke from you, and I will burst your bonds apart. This must have been like fresh sweet water to God's people who were afflicted. They were suffering because of their sins. They were in disgrace. They knew that they were guilty before God. They had been shamed before all the nations. But God comes and promises that when he works, he will burst their bonds apart. Well, when Jesus stood up for the first time in the synagogue, remember how he read those verses that he has come to set the person who's in prison free, the one who is blind so that he can see. And Jesus Christ fulfilled in their very midst, and was to fulfill it completely on the cross and in his resurrection, his bursting of our bonds apart. Have you ever found yourself trying to break your own bonds? But no matter how hard you try, it is like Romans 7, that the good you want to do, you just cannot do. And the bad things you don't want to do are the very things that you do. You need somebody stronger than you, and that is not a human being. It is God himself. He doesn't sit aloof and wait for you to break his law and just to get angry with you. God is intricately involved in your life. He's waiting for you to come to him so that he can redeem you. He has paid the price. He's given his only begotten Son. He has the power in heaven and on earth to break your bonds asunder. Why wait? Why keep on trying to do it yourself? You see, it's like washing yourself with charcoal. It's like trying to dust a dusty room and there's no way for the dust to get out, like in Pilgrim's Progress. It just makes the place dustier still, and again the dust will settle on the floor. And again you'll find yourself doing the same things with the same bondage yet again. But Jesus Christ is the one who can break our bonds apart. He is rude when it comes to our chains, our bonds, our bondages. He just breaks it apart. He casts it off. And he wants you to enjoy that freedom, so that he breaks his yoke from off you, and that you can walk in liberty to serve him, not to serve yourself, but through your freedom, serving Jesus Christ.